Corey, what I just said, Brock Lesnar's going to lead to break bones elsewhere. That means John Jones bones. He's hinting, I can tell by what he said, he's hinting the match, John Jones bones. Now here we go. What I call, this has to be the match of the year. This match was perfect. Better than the five-way match, this is the best match this year. Well, probably the best matches, in my opinion, since CM Punk versus John Cena match, that Money in the Bank 2011. One of the best SummerSlam matches of all time. Not the best, obviously, but one of them. It's a classic match, and you'll remember this match as being a classic match. You remember this as being a classic. You know, because it was. This will stand out as a classic. Obviously, Roman, they all played a part. I'll commentate it as you go. But Samoa Joe probably plays the least part in it. In this match. He still does his part. He still does a part, but he's probably plays the least part in all of the other three, which we'll talk about what happens during the match. And obviously, as introducing Brock Lesnar, a legitimate fucking tough bastard, both 2-4 big tough bastards. Obviously, the toughest Brock Lesnar in the ring, and then Strowman is fucking a monster, fucking mountain. Motherfucker, he's just a beast, you know, like Lesnar. Braun Strowman's a fucking beast. Samoa Joe's a classic fucking wrestler. Classic Samoa tough motherfucker. Roman Reigns is a legitimate Samoa tough fucker, so we've got all tough motherfuckers in this match. Obviously, Lesnar's the toughest because he's the fighter. Now, here we go. Strowman throws Reigns out the ring. Strowman and Joe Wyatt, boom! Great belly to belly by Lesnar there. Suplex City, bitch. Now here we go. Braun Strowman just fucking tosses Reigns. Oh, what? Reigns goes straight into the. Strowman goes straight into the ring post. Now, who's gonna square off now? What I thought was going to be the single match for SummerSlam, Lesnar and Reigns square it off in Brooklyn at the Big Ben under summer. I made a shirt and I lost money doing this, like I said on the previous podcasts. You hear me? So why did WWE do that? I don't know. So I wanted it to be a one-on-one because of that, but I'm great it wasn't. Here's Suplex motherfucking City, bitch. Number two. One on Reigns and one on Joe. Both motherfuckers out of the ring. Look at Lesnar's face. Now he's faced with the fucking mountain of a man, Strowman. Now you can see a look on his eyes of doubt in Lesnar's eyes. As because Braun Strowman is one dangerous big motherfucker. He's a fucking beast. He's a fucking bear in the fucking jungle. He is a fucking massive motherfucker, unmovable, dangerous motherfucker is Braun Strowman. We've got the beast of one of the toughest guys on the planet against a fucking mountain of a man, Braun Strowman. They both lock up, but Strowman obviously shows his power, throws Lesnar into the turnbuckle, then clotheslines him over the top rope. Braun Strowman showing his power right there. And this is what I like. Braun Strowman, this match makes Braun Strowman even bigger. And just tosses Reigns. Fuck off, Reigns. You're not going to get near Strowman. And Coquina Clutch now by Joe. That's great. Coquina Clutch on Lesnar, just like in the previous match. Then boom! Spear right through the barricade by Roman Reigns. Spears! Brock Lesnar through the barricade in an OMG moment. The first OMG moment of the match. And here comes Samoa Joe now. Boom! Standing fucking rock bottom. The table doesn't break. Roman hits with impact and then Strowman just fucking football tackles, shoulder fucking tackles. Near 300 pound Joe straight over the announce table. Strowman in control. Three great sequences there. Spear through the barricade by Reigns onto Lesnar. Then you got Roman, Samoa Joe, rock bottoming Reigns onto the table, and then Strowman shoulder tackling the heavy 300 pounds Roman Reigns through the finger. Now Strowman got Lesnar, now he running slam through the fucking table from the ring post. He ran about 10, over 10 yards, and a running power slam straight on his shoulder. Ran. Brock Lesnar went straight through the table. There's a three tables are there. He runs past the two tables, runs to the furthest table, and boom! Lesnar goes straight through the third table with impact. A great move by Joe. As he does a great for a 300 pound man, flies through the middle rope. And the crowd chanting Joe, 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 Joe. Great. Elbow for the rope. Now this match is a classic already. There's so many big moments just keep happening in this match. And Lesnar's hurt. And Joe, fuck off. That was fucking great, that. Fucking Strowman just chucks the fucking chair straight into Reigns and Joe. Braun Strowman clearing out another table. Saying, Lesnar, you're going for another ride, Lesnar. You're going for another ride. Oh, here we go, another power slam. First it was the running power slam, then another power slam as he jumps onto the second announce table this time. As you can see, Braun Strowman jumps onto Lesnar onto the announce table. Lesnar is destroyed. Paul Heyman can't believe it. Through two tables has Lesnar gone. First, the running power slam as Lesnar's on the massive shoulders of Strowman with impact through the furthest table. Then you got the table in the middle where he does the second one as Strowman does it even with more impact as he goes down with Lesnar. And here's the replay of the first one. Look at this. Boom! Just running power slam on his shoulder through the table. And then the second one, Braun Strowman goes down with Lesnar to create even more impact than the first one. And now the crowd chanting, another table, another table. And he's thinking, yes, another table. But what did he do? He picks up the announce table like a mountain of a motherfucker, Strowman is, and he tosses it on Lesnar. You're thinking, Lesnar?
He's fucking... The guy is toast, man. The guy is toast. Lesnar's toast.
The baddest motherfucker on the planet. One of the most legitimate, toughest motherfuckers on the planet has been destroyed by a mountain of a man. And here comes out all the security, all the EMTs. No one has destroyed Lesnar like that. Paul Heyman is in absolute shock. Have you seen anyone destroy Lesnar like that? Strowman put Lesnar through two tables, then picked up the other announce table, the third announce table, and threw it straight on to Lesnar. Have you ever seen Lesnar getting stretched out of a building? Now the crowd are chanting what they did at WrestleMania 20, shouting, sha na na na, na 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 na, way goodbye. Thinking that Lesnar is toast, which he is. Lesnar's leaving like that, injured. This is what the story is going to be. Lesnar is leaving. We guaranteed a new champion. That's it for Lesnar, as the crowd are chanting, "Way goodbye," as this is not Lesnar's night, obviously. I mean, high spot after high spot, this match hasn't stopped. Four powerhouses putting on a great performance. Strowman is running the show. He is running the show. This mountain of a motherfucker that is going to be better than Kane and the Big Show with his performance this year. He is the best star that has risen out of this year. Braun Strowman, the best star that's made the most impact this year, has been Braun Strowman, without a doubt, as he's taking over this match. Boom, meet a fucking steel steps, Joe, with fucking force. Boom, eat the fucking silver steel steps, Reigns, with force again. Oh, he's owning both of these motherfuckers, and he just tosses the steps in the ring just like a ball he's throwing for his dog at the park. This guy is a fucking big giant of a fucking scary fucking freak that could clear out a fucking bar. Any bar that I went to, people would move out of the way because you'll just toss the bartenders through the bar. Now, the crowd don't like this, as I don't like this, as Reigns get fuck off, Reigns. Yeah, that's it. Tossed right to the floor. Now, Reigns got the steps. Bang. Now, obviously, people are not liking this. This is what gets you on your feet, is because you do not want Reigns to win this match or have offense in this match. Every time Reigns has offense, you're on your feet hoping it's going to stop. And now the roll up by Joe. Reigns kicks out. Atomic drop. Kick to the face. Then running senton by Joe. Great sequence by Joe. Proves Joe's wrestling skills there. Now I'll leave it to the two Samoans in the ring. Braun Strowman definitely has owned this match so far. Now he's going for the standing rock bottom, but arm drag by Reigns. One arm Samoan drop. Doesn't do it as well as his bloodline family member, The Rock. The Rock does the Samoan drop better than anyone. I used to love it when The Rock did Samoan drop. He'd do it. He'd do each move great, The Rock. He's the best seller, The Rock, and he'd do them moves just great with style and, you know, great. And people don't want Reigns to win. I don't in this match. Every time he's getting offense, I'm like, fuck off. I don't want Reigns to win this match. It's been such a great match. It would just ruin everything if Reigns wins this match. Oh, Superman punch. Fuck off. Coquina clutch. A dangerous clutch. And then Braun Strowman double choke slam, just like fucking the Big Show used to do in his heyday, when he picked up the Rock and Triple H, or the Rock and Stone Cold, and put them in a double choke slam. It proves that Braun Strowman's the next giant big guy. Now, what is Braun Strowman looking at? I'm wondering now. Why is he looking towards the entrance of the arena? Is he expecting someone to come back in? People are chanting Undertaker for some reason, thinking the Undertaker is going to come and replace Lesnar, which is not going to happen. Undertaker is retired, sadly. People think by Roman Reigns, but Undertaker chose Roman Reigns to be the guy. But Roman Reigns is missing something. Yeah, it's your yard, but the Undertaker will come back and make you famous, Reigns. And I'm like, yes, yes, there's not a fucking end of Lesnar, because Lesnar is fucking back, mate. And look, this is straight shoot. This is what would happen in real life. This is what would happen in real life. Straight takedown. Bang, bang, bang. That would happen in real life if the two met, Braun Strowman and Lesnar. That is a straight shoot tackle. Bang, bang, bang. That's showing legitimate fucking fight, tough motherfucker. Suplex City number four. Number five on Joe. Suplex City, bitch. That's what you're getting, both of you. Yes! Lesnar's back in the mix. But here comes Strowman now. The fucking beast, the fucking beast. Oh, he's gonna suplex Strowman. Can he do it? Can he do it? I think 10 years ago, Lesnar would have been able to do that move. Splash. Oh, he's got the Kimura there. Love it. Work in real life. That is quite... This is quite realistic. This would be like in real life. I think at UFC, Strowman would pound Lesnar to the ground, but Lesnar probably would hang on because Lesnar's one strong. Now here I'm on the edge of my seat because I'm thinking, oh, now Reigns is taking over the match with Superman punch. And Mr. McMahon's poster boy, Reigns, is going to win over these three, two... Spearing on, thinking, oh fuck, it's gonna be the end of a classic match, and I'm like, yes. Lesnar kicks out at 2.5. I'm like, fucking yes, get in there. Great kick out by Lesnar, makes the match a classic. Because I did not, I'm on the edge of my seat now, like everyone is, because you do not want Reigns to win. But it's looking like Reigns is going to win as he's going for another spear. You don't want that. You don't want that. You don't want Reigns to win this match against these three legitimate fucking tough guys. Not the same Reigns as one of them, but he is definitely the weak link in this match. And this saves the day. Nicole Cleaner clutch. Now is Joe going to win? You're wondering who's going to win this motherfucking match. A double dropkick by Strowman. Strowman has owned this match. Performer of the match without a doubt. Strowman running slam. Front body slam by Strowman, and Lesnar just fucking tossed the fucking referee out. No disqualification, bitch. That's what happens. This has already been a classic, an absolute classic. Lesnar coming back made this a classic. It was a classic before, but Lesnar coming back saved the day. Because if Lesnar didn't come back, it would have been bad for Lesnar leaving on them terms. Now here comes Superman punch, and I'm thinking, oh fucking hell, is Reigns going to do it again? And Strowman just fucking pushes him. Reigns is taking over now. Reigns has had much of the offense in the past couple of minutes. You're just on the edge of your seat thinking, is Reigns going to win? Because it's looking like Reigns is going to win here. Oh, boot to the fucking chest by Strowman. Running side power slam by Strowman. It's not often you've ever seen Getting power slammed by a guy with a chest that big and that weight is gonna fucking hurt you. Brock Lesnar looks fucked. Never seen Lesnar look this fucked in match. This match is a total classic. It hasn't stopped. That's how I think they rushed the card to get to this match. This match was what they were focusing on. Was this match. Because this match is a fucking classic. Oh, he's picked up Strowman for the F5. I don't know if he'd been able to do it, but he did it on the Big Show. You know, so I don't think Lesnar slowed down much. So I think he could have pulled that off. Then Reigns does the spear to Strowman. Again, you're thinking, is Reigns going to do it? And the spear right there. I'm thinking Reigns is I'm on the edge of my seat now because you don't want Roman to win. You want either Strowman, Joe or Lesnar to win. You don't think Lesnar ain't going to win because you're thinking he's going out to fight Bones Jones. No, Coquina Clutch. Now I'm thinking this is it now. Coquina Clutch. Took him out in the past. This is a dangerous move. Coquina Clutch. It's going to end the match, but Lesnar just picks up Joe there. F5. Boom! Is this going to be it? Is Lesnar going to... I want Lesnar to win this match. But no, fucking Roman has to fuck it up. I'm thinking, oh, fucking hell. Roman's going to win the match. This goes to show you how a fatal four-way completely changes the complexion of a matchup. That exact scenario occurred in a singles match and Lesnar defeated Samoa Joe. Here, the beatdown just continued. Yeah, Lesnar would have been choked out if it weren't for Roman Reigns coming back in. The stupid Superman punch. I'm thinking this is it now. He's going to hit Superman punches. Then he's going to hit the spear. And that's going to be it. Two Superman punches. Three Superman punches. Setting up for the finisher now. Roman Reigns is going to win. Get the spear. He's going to win. And this is what I thought all along. Roman Reigns is gonna fucking win. As he does that, gets ready. Well, Lesnar picks him up. Whoa, what the fuck? Lesnar picks him up. Yes, five to fucking Reigns. Was he gonna do it? Lesnar, yes. Lesnar fucking did it. Fucking perfect. Five star match. Lesnar fucking does it. He ain't done with the WWE! Even though he might go to UNCR, the biggest fight in the fucking century against Jones! He's doing it! The guy that I really wanted to win the match anyway! Brock Lesnar has retained the title! That was a match to fucking remember! This is the best match in a long time! Now, I'll give this SummerSlam a 7 out of 10. Two 4-star matches in this big 4-hour event that started it being 4 hours in 2014-15. I cannot remember. But it's been for Brooklyn for 3 years and it's picked up as being an epic show. The first hour and a half I would avoid. Because it's the shittest start to an event. But the ending is probably the best main event. One of the best main events in SummerSlam. There's a couple of main events that might overpass that at SummerSlam. Like The Rock versus Brock Lesnar. And Edge versus Taker in the Hell in a Cell. But this goes down as a classic you're going to remember. This is a classic match that you're going to remember. The show picks up slowly after the when the Sasha Banks match comes on, and then it goes a bit downhill, disappointing because of the Nakamura and Mahal match, because you have 2 4-star matches that really then do pick up the show. I'm thinking, yes, now we've got a SummerSlam on our hands. And then the main event just blows it all fucking away. I was going to give it a 5-star. If it was any other pay-per-view, I'd give it a 9 out of 10. But because it's SummerSlam and such a major event, I'm going to give it a 7 out of 10. Obviously, this match is one of the best matches ever at SummerSlam and will be remembered as a fucking classic. Everything just went perfect. And I mean perfect. What a great match. You cannot get better than that. That was better than I expected. You cannot play that match better on WWE game or anything. What a classic. I was going to give that a 5 out of 10. And disappointing show. I didn't think the main event was going to be as good as that. Obviously, I thought the main event, that's why I was watching it, because that was the event that everyone came to watch, that match. And it blew the fucking roof off. And that's why I'll give it a 7 out of 10, because of that classic match. Will definitely be, probably win a Slammy Award this year for being the match of the year. SummerSlam, good. Because of that match. But avoid the first hour and a half. Now, this is the O.G to the E. And I'm out of this bitch. Now, fuck off.